This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on food may be a top concern, but workers are at the bottom. Food Chain Workers Alliance released an updated State of the Industry report entitled No Piece of the Pie, and it's just not sobering, it's depressing, because even as employment is soaring in this critical industry, the workers are falling farther and farther behind. There is no way to separate the precariousness of the workforce from any final conclusions about food quality and safety. The report's executive summary speaks for itself and includes the following findings. 14% of the nation's workforce is employed in the food chain, over 1 in 7 of all workers in the U.S. Number of food chain workers grew by 13% from 2010 to 2016. Food chain pays the lowest hourly median wage to frontline workers compared to workers in all other industries. The annual median wage for food chain workers is $16,000, and the hourly median wage is $10, well below the median wages across all industries of $36,000 and $17.53 per hour. 13% of all food workers, nearly 2.8 million workers, rely on food stamps to feed their household in 2016. 82% of food chain workers are in frontline positions with few opportunities at the top. For every dollar earned by white men working in the food chain, Latino men earn 76 cents, black men 60 cents, Asian men 81 cents, Native men 44 cents. White women earn less than half of their white male counterparts at 47 cents to every dollar. Women of color face both a racial and a gender penalty. Black women earn 42 cents, Latino women 45 cents, Asian women 58 cents, and Native women 36 cents for every dollar earned by white men. Injuries are up, and union protection is down. The Los Angeles-based Alliance and the cooperative that produced the report make the following recommendations for policymakers while also recommending action by consumers. For policymakers, 1, increase the minimum wage and abolish the tipped wage and piece rate pay system. 2, provide affordable health care for all workers. 3, provide paid sick leave, enabling workers to stay home from work when they're unhealthy. Pass anti-wage theft legislation with real teeth and enforcement. And finally, guarantee the right to organize and prevent retaliation on the job around issues such as health and safety. For consumers, here are some of their suggestions. Support workplace justice campaigns and union drives. Support food workers by purchasing products from companies that are fair trade, union made, or have high labor standards. Call on policymakers to support pro-worker legislation. Educate one another and discuss food worker issues in your daily lives, especially in conversations around local, organic, and sustainable food. The combination of all these things could change the world for workers in the food chain from production to processing to serving. Something that affects 21 million workers is worth action now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.